our suffering Saviour. Jesus warns Peter that he will betray him. Jesus and his disciples started out on the way to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will turn against me tonight, because it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am risen, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." "Even if all will turn against you," Peter answered him, "I will never turn against you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus told him, "tonight before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter protested more ardently, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." All the other disciples said the same thing. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus took his disciples, as he often had done, to the other side of the Kidron Valley, and there he went with them into a garden called Gethsemane. "Sit down here while I go over there and pray," he told them. "And you pray that you may not be tempted." Then he took with him Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and withdrew from the others about as far as one would throw a stone. He began to feel terror and grief, and he said to them, "My soul is so full of sorrow that I am almost dying. Stay here and watch with me." He went ahead a little, bowed down with his face on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, he might not have to suffer what was ahead of him. "My Father," he said, "you can do anything. If it is possible, and if you wish, take this cup from me. But your will, not mine, be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. And as he began to struggle inwardly, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. After praying, he got up, went to the disciples, and found them sleeping because they were feeling sad. "Simon, are you sleeping?" he asked Peter. Then he said to them, "So you couldn't keep awake with me 1 hour. Why are you sleeping? Get up, watch and pray, that you may not be tempted. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Then he went away a second time and prayed the same as before. "My Father, if this cannot pass by me and I must drink it, your will be done." He came again and found them sleeping. They couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't know what to say to him. Leaving them again, he went and prayed the same prayer a third time. Then he came to the disciples a third time. "Are you going to sleep on now and rest?" he asked them. "It is enough. The time has come. Now the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us go. Here comes a man to betray me." Judas betrays Jesus. Judas, one of the 12 who was betraying him, also knew the place because Jesus and his disciples had often met there. Judas had taken a troop of soldiers and servants from the ruling priests, the men of the law, and the elders of the people. And just then, while Jesus was still speaking, they came there, a large crowd with lanterns and torches, swords and clubs. The traitor had given them a signal. "The one I kiss is a man," he said. "Arrest him, take him away, and don't let him escape." Then Jesus went out, knowing exactly what was going to happen to him. "Whom are you looking for?" he said to them. "Jesus of Nazareth," they answered him. I am he, Jesus told them. Judas, ready to betray him, was standing with them. When Jesus told them, "I am he," they went backward and fell on the ground. He asked them again, "Whom are you looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. "I told you, I am he." Jesus answered, Now if you are looking for me, let these men go. This was to fulfill what he had said, I have lost none of those you gave me. At that moment Judas, who led them, stepped up to Jesus. Greetings, Master, he said, and he kissed him tenderly. Friend, what are you here for? Jesus asked him. Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?